This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome, our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, we are currently going through the text Durusun fil Qiraati, lessons in reading, lessons in comprehension, walhamdulillah. And mashaAllah tabarakAllah, in our previous majlis, our previous dars lesson, we covered exercise 2.2, the passage. We read through the passage, walhamdulillah. And what was it? It was Risalatun ila Abi, a letter to my father. Risala is a letter, ila abi, to my father. Excellent. And we read through it, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. For this majlis, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will read through it one more time, and then we will complete the exercises associated, and we will also cover 2.3, lesson 2.3, inshaAllah. Hayyakumullah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, pull up your socks, and let us get busy, walhamdulillah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, the author states, and remember, whenever we begin anything good, we should say Bismillah. Whatever you want to do, you say Bismillah. You're standing up, say Bismillah. You're about to sit down, say Bismillah. You're about to start the car, say Bismillah. You're about to begin a journey, say Bismillah. We always say Bismillah. Walhamdulillah. Al-Madinatul Munawwaratu, that our student, the author of this letter, he is based where? He is based in Medina Al-Munawwara, Yom Al-Thulatha. So it is Yom Al-Thulatha. We have Yom Al-Sabt, Yom Al-Ahad, Saturday and Sunday. Yom Al-Ithnain, Yom Al-Thulatha. Monday is Yom Al-Ithnain, and Yom Al-Thulatha is Tuesday, walhamdulillah. Walidi Al-Habib, my beloved father. Walidi, my father. Al-Habib is describing this father, beloved father. Hafizakallah wa ra'aka, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you. May Allah preserve you. May Allah look after you. Jayid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kayfa haluka ya abi? We are going through it a bit fast. Why? Because we've already read through in our previous majlis. Walhamdulillah. Kayfa haluka ya abi? Wa kayfa halu ummi? Wa ikhwati wa akhawati? And how are my brothers and my sisters? Arju an takunu kullukum. I hope that all of you bi khairin wa afia, that you are well and you are in a state of afia, you are protected, you don't have any issues, you don't have any problems, walhamdulillah. Jayyid. Wa ana alhamdulillahi bi khairin wa sihhatin jayyidatin. As for myself, I am alhamdulillah, all well. Bi khairin, I am well. Wa sihhatin, I am in good health. Jayyidatin, in good health, walhamdulillah. Then he states, أكتب هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. من أين? From where is he writing this letter? من المدينة المنورة. May Allah take us to مدينة المنورة many, many, many times. المدينة المنورة, the illuminated city. جيد, the city of lights. مدينة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the city of our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, and more especially, ومن الجامعة الإسلامية, and from the Islamic University. أنا الآن طالب بهذه الجامعة العظيمة الشهيرة. I am now a student at this great famous university. الجامعة العظيمة, great university, عظيمة, جيد. الشهيرة, famous university. جامعة أبناء المسلمين جميعا, the university of all the children of the Muslims. It's the university for all the sons of the Muslims from around the world. يدرس فيها بضعة آلاف طالب, studies in it. They are studying in this university. A few thousand students من جميع أنحاء العالم, from all over the globe, from all the corners of the globe, walhamdulillah. Then he states, مَا أَعْظَمَ هَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةَ مَا أَعْظَمَ هَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةَ. How great this university is, how azim this university is. This phrase, مَا أَعْظَمَ هَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةَ, this is using the مَا التَّعَجُّب, surprise, amazement, you're taken aback by it. What a beautiful son you have. What a beautiful car you have, mashallah. Chayid. وَمَا أَسْعَدَ الطُّلَّابَ, again, وَمَا أَسْعَدَ الطُّلَّابَ الَّذِينَ يَدْرُسُونَ فِيهَا, and how happy the students who are studying in it they are. How happy they are. Chayid is showing us that they are on a high level of happiness. Walhamdulillah. Then he states, أَنَا الْآنَ أَتَعَلَّمُ اللُّغَةَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ, I am now studying the Arabic language. لغة القرآن الكريم والحديث النبوي الشريف, the language of the noble Quran and the language of the ahadith الشريف, the noble ahadith, sharif, noble, right? وبعد سنتين سأدرس, and after, بعد, بعد, after, سنتين, after 2 years, سأدرس, the scene, I will study, future, I will study, بكلية الشريعة إن شاء الله, I will study in the faculty of شريعة, كلية, شريعة, كلية الشريعة, faculty, كلية is faculty, and شريعة, the faculty of Islamic studies, شريعة, Islamic law, إن شاء الله. Then he states, Walidi al-Aziz, that my beloved, my dear father, أَوَصَلَتْكَ الْبَرْقِيَّةُ الَّتِي أَرْسَلْتُهَا مِنْ جُدَّةَ, did reach you? Did it reach you, the barqiyya, the telegram which I sent from Jeddah? Has it reached you? لَقَدْ سَافَرْتُ مِنْ هُنَاكَ, لَقَدْ سَافَرْتُ مِنْ هُنَاكَ, I traveled from there, from Jeddah, إِلَى مَكَّةَ الْمُكَرَّمَةِ, to Makkah al-Mukarrama. Makkah is a diptote, it can't take a kasra. إِلَى مَكَّةَ, إِلَى مَكَّةَ, إِلَى مَكَّةَ الْمُكَرَّمَةِ, وَعَتَمَرْتُ, and he performed an umrah. Then he states, ثُمَّ سَافَرْتُ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ, and then I traveled to Medina al-Munawwara, فِي الْيَوْمِ التَّالِي, the following day. So first he was in Jeddah, then he went to Makkah, he performed his Umrah, and then the following day he went to Medina al-Munawwara, walhamdulillah. Then he states, أَخْتِمُ رِسَالَتِي هَذِهِ الْآنَ, I will end off my letter now, وَأَنْتَظِرُ رَدَّكَ, and I await, أَنْتَظِرُ, أَنْتَظِرُ, I am waiting, I await, رَدَّكَ, 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 your response, your reply, فِي وَقْتٍ قَرِيبٍ, in a short while, I await your reply very soon, that you will reply very soon, I hope for that. تحياتي لأمي العزيزة, greetings to my beloved, my dear mother, وإخوتي, and my brothers, وأخواتي, and my sisters, ولجميع الأهل, and all the أهل, all the family, والأصدقاء, and all the friends. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, ابنكم البارو, your obedient, your good son, إبراهيم, والحمد لله. What a beautiful son this Ibrahim is, والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. May Allah grant us all sons like this Ibrahim, والحمد لله. التدريبات, exercises, يلا. Number one, قل صحيح إذا كانت الجملة صحيحة, وقل خطأ إذا كان فيها خطأ. Basically, pick out the sentence which are correct, put a tick, and the sentences which are incorrect, put a cross. Let's see. هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. This letter is from مدينة المنورة. صحيح أم خطأ? Is it true or false? هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. صحيحة. It is correct, ما شاء الله. جميل. Number two. ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى مكة? ما ذهب إبراهيم إلى مكة? Ibrahim did not go to Makkah. Correct or incorrect? It's incorrect. He did go to Makkah. So put a cross there. Number three. سَيَدْرُسُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بِكُلِّيَّةِ الدَّعْوَةِ. سَيَدْرُسُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بِكُلِّيَّةِ الدَّعْوَةِ. Ibrahim will study in the faculty of da'wah. Correct? No, incorrect. He will be studying in the faculty of Sharia. So, that day is incorrect. Number four. أَرْسَلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَرْقِيَّةً لِوَالِدِهِ أَرْسَلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَرْقِيَّةً لِوَالِدِهِ لِوَالِدِهِ Ibrahim sent a telegram to his father. أَرْسَلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَرْقِيَّةً لِوَالِدِهِ Correct. It's true. He sent a telegram to his father. Number five. كتب إبراهيم الرسالة. كتب إبراهيم الرسالة في شهر رمضان. في شهر رمضان. في شهر رمضان. He wrote the letter in the month of Ramadan. The answer is yes. It's the ninth month. Jaid, in the ninth month. And so that is correct. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number two. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية إجابة كاملة. Answer the following questions, full complete answer, inshallah. Number one. من أين كتب إبراهيم هذه الرسالة؟ Again. من أين؟ من أين؟ From where? من أين كتب إبراهيم؟ إبراهيم wrote. From where did إبراهيم write هذه الرسالة? This letter. جواب. كتب إبراهيم هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. جميل. كتب إبراهيم هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. كتب إبراهيم هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. Again. كتب إبراهيم هذه الرسالة من المدينة المنورة. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Number two. من أين أرسل إبراهيم البرقية؟ لوالده. From where did Ibrahim send a telegram to his father? Where did he send the telegram from, Jayid? So, full answer would be, أرسل إبراهيم البرقية لوالده. Ibrahim sent a telegram to his father. من المكتب المجاور. من المكتب المجاور لمكتب البريد. He sent a telegram to his father from the office next to the post office. From the office next to the post office. Again. من أين أرسل إبراهيم البرقية لوالده؟ جواب. أرسل إبراهيم البرقية لوالده. من المكتب المجاور لمكتب البريد. From the office next to the post office. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Number three. Kam Taliban? How many students? Yadrusu bil Jami'ati al-Islamiyyati. How many students study at the Islamic University? How many students are studying at the Islamic University? Full answer would be Yadrusu fiha. Studies in it. In where? In the university. Yadrusu fiha. Bid'atu alafi talibin. بضعة آلاف طالب بضعة is like between 3 and 9, between 3 and 9,000, جيد. بضعة آلاف طالب. Excellent. Number four. ماذا يتعلم إبراهيم الآن؟ What is Ibrahim studying at the moment? What is Ibrahim learning at the moment? Again, ماذا يتعلم إبراهيم الآن؟ ماذا يتعلم إبراهيم الآن؟ جواب. يتعلم اللغة العربية. هو يتعلم اللغة العربية. إبراهيم يتعلم اللغة العربية الآن. إبراهيم is now studying the Arabic language. Number five. بأي كلية in which faculty يدرس إبراهيم بعد ذلك. إبراهيم will study after that. In which faculty will إبراهيم study after that? In which faculty will إبراهيم study? جيد. So our answer would be سيدرس بكلية الشريعة. He will study in the faculty of Sharia. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 3, حول الجملة كما في المثال. Change the sentence like found in the example. We are using the ما التعجبية. جيد. So they give us the example. الجامعة الإسلامية عظيمة جدا. The Islamic University is very great. عظيمة جدا. الجامعة الإسلامية عظيمة جدا. الجامعة الإسلامية عظيمة جدا. It's very great. It's very magnificent. Magnificent, etc. Right? Let's change it. We change it to ما أعظم الجامعة الإسلامية. ما أعظم الجامعة الإسلامية. ما أعظم الجامعة الإسلامية. Excellent. Now let's do the same for the sentence that they've given us. هذه السيارة جميلة جدا. هذه السيارة جميلة جدا. هذه السيارة جميلة جدا. Our answer would be ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. How beautiful this car is. Again, ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. هذه السيارة جميلة جدا. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. ما أجمل السيارة. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. And the next one. هذا الماء بارد جدا. هذا الماء بارد جدا. هذا الماء بارد جدا. This water is very cold. Change it. ما أبرد. ما أبرد الماء. ما أبرد الماء. ما أبرد الماء. How cold the water is. ما أبرد الماء. Exclamation mark. ما أبرد الماء. ما أبرد الماء. ما أبرد الماء. Number 3. حامد سعيد جدا. حامد is very happy. ما أسعد حامدا. ما أسعد حامدا. ما أسعد حامدا. ما أسعد حامدا. Number 4. النجوم جميلة جدا. The stars are very beautiful. النجوم جميلة جدا. Let's change it. ما أجمل النجوم. ما أجمل النجوم. ما أجمل النجوم. ما أجمل النجوم. Number 5. خالد طويل جدا. خالد is very tall. ما أطول خالدا. ما أطول خالدا. ما أطول خالدا. ما أطول خالدا. How tall خالد is. جيد. Also don't forget this example. ما أقبح الجهل. ما أقبح الجهل. How ugly ignorance is. How ugly ignorance is. جيد. Exercise number 4. استبدل كما في المثال. Change as found in the example. أنتظر ردك. I await your reply. I await your response. أنتظر ردك. أنتظر ردك. أنتظر ردك. Then they give us the word وصولك. وصولك. Your arrival. أنتظر وصولك. أنتظر وصولك. أنتظر وصولك. It is منصوب. أنتظر وصولك. جيد. Excellent. Now they give us the word مكالمتك. Your call. جيد. Your call. أنتظر مكالمتك. أنتظر مكالمتك. أنتظر مكالمتك. أنتظر مكالمتك. أنتظر مكالمتك. Number 2. زيارتك. Your visit. Your زيارة. أنتظر زيارتك. أنتظر زيارتك. أنتظر زيارتك. أنتظر زيارتك. Number 3. عودتك. عودتك. And your return. Your return. عودتك. Your return. I await your return. أنتظر عودتك. 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 أنتظر عودتك. أنتظر عودتك. أنتظر عودتك. Excellent. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Now the next one, exercise 2.3. جيد. تدريبات الكتابية. Remember, we have number somebody 2.3, because this is much easier, inshallah. We put those topics which are related to one another together, inshallah. So we had 2.1, 2.2, 2.3, all dealing with the post office, letter, etc., etc. So let's fill in the blanks. Number one, جَاءَ الْحُجَّاجُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ something الْعَالَمِ. جَاءَ الْحُجَّاجُ, the hujjaj came, the hajis came. مِنْ جَمِيعِ, from all. What's the answer? مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ. أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ, أَنْحَاء, all over the alam, all over the alam, from all over the world. جَاءَ الْحُجَّاجُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ. جَاءَ الْحُجَّاجُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ. جَاءَ الْحُجَّاجُ مِنْ جَمِيعِ أَنْحَاءِ الْعَالَمِ. Excellent. Number two. Baytuna something libaytikum, our house is something you people's house. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum, our house is next door to you people's house. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum. Baytuna mujawirun libaytikum. Your jar, al-jaru qabla dar, the neighbor before the house. Your jar, jar is your neighbor. Jayid. Jiran. Baytuna mujawirun li baytikum. Number three. Dhahabtu ila maktabil baridi. I went to the post office. Wa something barqiyatan ila akhi. And I something a telegram to my brother. Wa arsaltu. And I sent. Wa arsaltu barqiyatan ila akhi. And I sent a telegram to my brother. Again. Dhahabtu ila maktabil baridi. Wa arsaltu barqiyatan ila akhi. Excellent. Number four. تَسَلَّمْتُ الْيَوْمَ رِسَالَةً, I received today. تَسَلَّمْتُ, I received. تَسَلَّمْتُ الْيَوْمَ رِسَالَةً, I received today رِسَالَةً. What type of رِسَالَة? مُسَجَّلَةً, a registered letter. مُسَجَّلَةً, a registered letter. Again. تَسَلَّمْتُ الْيَوْمَ رِسَالَةً مُسَجَّلَةً. تَسَلَّمْتُ الْيَوْمَ رِسَالَةً مُسَجَّلَةً. تَسَلَّمْتُ الْيَوْمَ رِسَالَةً مُسَجَّلَةً. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. The next one. عندي طابع something, عندي طابع من something الريالي. عندي طابع من, I have a stamp من فئة ريال, from the class, the category, the kind of one real. عندي طابع من فئة ريال. عندي طابع من فئة ريال. Number six. Something برقية إلى أبي غدا إن شاء الله. سأرسل برقية إلى أبي غدا إن شاء الله. سأرسل برقية إلى أبي غدا إن شاء الله. سأرسل برقية, I will send a telegram. إلى أبي, to my father. غدا إن شاء الله, tomorrow إن شاء الله. والحمد لله. Exercise number two, rearrange the following words to make a sentence which makes sense. Let's see. Number one. Uridu tawabi'a min fi'ati riyalin. 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 I want stamps of the one real category. Number two. They give us ba'da sa'aktubu al-maghrib risala and salah. Sa'aktubu risalata ba'da salati al-maghribi. Sa'aktubu risalata ba'da salati al-maghribi. I will write a letter after salatu al-maghrib. Number three. Ya alif of questioning maybe. Risalatun. وصلتك مسجلة and محمد. Let's see. أوصلتك رسالة مسجلة يا محمد. Excellent. أوصلتك رسالة مسجلة يا محمد. Oh, Muhammad, has a registered letter reached you? Number four. ما أسهل هذا الكتاب. 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 How easy this book is, جيد. How easy this book is, جيد. Number five. قيادة 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 الآن أنا سيارة أتعلم جيد excellent أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة I am now learning studying driving cars جيد how to drive a car قيادة means to drive in this context it means to drive قائد is the leader the one in charge and so قيادة السيارة the person who is leading the car the person who is in charge of the car أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة أنا الآن أتعلم قيادة السيارة I am now learning how to drive a car excellent ما شاء الله exercise number 4 fill in the blanks this is a conversation inshallah so the next person says شباك البرقية هناك the window for sending the telegrams is over there so what did I ask جيد أين شباك البرقية أين شباك البرقية where's the window for sending the telegrams the section for sending the telegrams أين شباك البرقيات أين شباك البرقيات أو أين شباك البرقية أين شباك البرقية then they say شباك البرقيات هناك the window the section for sending telegrams is over there What did I ask now? كم طابعا تريد? Or rather, this is a different question now, totally separate section. They are saying to us, أريد ثلاثة طوابع من فئة سبعين هللة. هللة, جيد. سبعين هلا. هللة. هللة is your cents. So you have a rial, and before the rial, you have the halala. Halala, right? So the cents. So this person says, أريد ثلاثة طوابع من فئة سبعين هللة. I want three stamps of the 70 halala type, right? So what was the question put to the person? كم طابعا تريد? How many stamps do you want? كم طابعا تريد? كم طابعا تريد? كم طابعا تريد? Then he says, أريد ثلاثة طوابع من فئة سبعين هللة. جميل. Number three. They respond, نعم وصلتني رسالتك. Yes, your letter has reached me. I have received your letter. What did we ask them? أوصلتك رسالتي. أوصلتك رسالتي. Did you receive my letter? أوصلتك رسالتي. أوصلتك رسالتي. And they say, نعم. وصلتني رسالتك. جميل. Then number four, somebody says to you, شكراً, شكراً جزيلاً. Or rather, we say شكراً جزيلاً. And they respond, لا شكرا على الواجب. No need to thanks. No, no thanks. No thanks required, etc. This is my job. All is well. Right? And then somebody says, وإياك to you. What did you say to them? You said, بارك الله فيك. Maybe you said, بارك الله فيك. Allah bless you. Allah grant you baraka. And they said, وإياك and to you too. والحمد لله. And the next one, exercise number 4. كون جملا مستعينا بالكلمات الآتية. Make up sentences using the words which have been provided. Number 1, طوابع and فئة. So make a sentence with that. طوابع stamps and فئة the class category. أريد خمسة طوابع أريد خمسة طوابع I want 5 stamps من فئة ريال of the 1 ريال category جميل number 2 غرفة and المدير أين غرفة المدير أين غرفة المدير أين غرفة المدير أين غرفة المدير Where's the مدير's room جيد number 3 كم طالبا كم طالبا في الفصل كم طالبا في الفصل how many students are in the classroom كم طالبا في الجامعة how many students in the university number 4 سأدرس and الدعوة سأدرس في كلية الدعوة سأدرس في كلية الدعوة سأدرس في كلية الدعوة I will study in the faculty of دعوة number 5 أرسل أن مسجلة. جيد. We could make a sentence. أريد أن أرسل رسالة مسجلة. I want to send a registered letter. أريد أن أرسل رسالة مسجلة. أريد أن أرسل رسالة مسجلة. أريد أن أرسل رسالة مسجلة. Number 6. مكة المكرمة. أن اعتمرت. So we could say, ذهبت إلى مكة المكرمة واعتمرت. ذهبت إلى مكة المكرمة واعتمرت. I went to مكة المكرمة and I made an umrah. ذهبت إلى مكة المكرمة واعتمرت. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. The next one, they give us numbers 27, Jay, 27. And let's see how to work this out, inshallah, right? هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبًا. طَالِبًا is masculine. Underline that طَالِبًا is masculine. It's mansub. It's masculine and it's mansub. So the number before must be feminine. Remember opposites. That's why we have هَؤُلَاءِ these. سَبْعَةٌ. سَبْعَةٌ feminine. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبًا. طَالِبًا masculine. So the opposites here. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبًا. These are 27 male students. And if it's female students, هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعٌ. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبًا. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبَةً. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبَةً. هَؤُلَاءِ سَبْعٌ وَعِشْرُونَ طَالِبَةً. Excellent. طَالِبَةً feminine and سَبْعٌ is masculine. Number 28. هَؤُلَاءِ ثَمَانِيَةٌ وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء ثمانية وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء ثمانية وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء ثمانية وعشرون طالبا. 28 when it comes to female students. هؤلاء ثمانين. هؤلاء ثمانين وعشرون طالبة. هؤلاء ثمانين وعشرون طالبة. هؤلاء ثمانين وعشرون طالبة. ما شاء الله. Remember the rule. If what we are counting is masculine, our number will be feminine. Opposites. Number 29. هؤلاء تسعة وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء تسعة وعشرون طالبا. هؤلاء تسعة وعشرون طالبا. 29 female students. هؤلاء تسع وعشرون طالبة. هؤلاء تسع وعشرون طالبة. هؤلاء تسع وعشرون طالبة. And lastly 30. هؤلاء ثلاثون طالبا. هؤلاء ثلاثون طالبا. And female students. هؤلاء ثلاثون طالبة. هؤلاء ثلاثون طالبة. هؤلاء ثلاثون طالبة. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we've covered exercise 2.1, 2.2 and 2.3 inshallah. Before we end off the majlis, let us cover some of the content from the book تهذيب الأخلاق. جيد. Remember, this has been authored by the father of Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah. And he had begun with the chapter بابٌ في التوحيد, the chapter of توحيد. And we covered some of the verses of the Noble Quran there. Like, for example, وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. And your people's Lord is only one Lord. There is لا إله. There is no deity worthy of worship except He, الرحمن الرحيم. Excellent, mashallah. And so now we move on to the fourth verse, inshallah. The author mentions the verse of the Noble Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 79. ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون. جيد. ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة. That it is not possible, it's not possible that a man to whom the book was given and wisdom was given and he was made a prophet. So he was given the book, he was given wisdom, he was given prophethood. ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ. And then he will say to the people, كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي. Be worshippers of me. that you people need to worship me, worship this prophet, Allahu musta'an. Kunu ibadan li min dunillah, except Allah, besides Allah, that don't worship Allah but rather worship me. Can it be that the prophet ever says this? Jayid. Kunu ibadan li min dunillah, walakin, but rather to the contrary. Kunu rabbaniyin, rather this prophet would say to the people, kunu rabbaniyin, kunu rabbaniyin, rather be faithful, dutiful worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab, bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab. Jayid. For you have been taught the book and you have studied it earnestly. Kunu رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ, as you have learnt in the book, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ, and as you have studied it earnestly. Jayid. And the next verse, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, and with Allah are the keys of the ghayb, keys of the unseen. Jayid. He is the origin, he is the one who has the keys of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ, that no one knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, he knows what's on the land, bar, and he knows what's in the ocean, what's on the ocean. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ, and there doesn't fall a single leaf, إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, except that Allah knows about it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, and there is not a grain in the darkness or the depths of the earth. فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, in the darkness of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ, no anything fresh. وَلَا يَابِسٍ, no anything dry. Jayid. But it is inscribed, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, except that it is inscribed in a clear record. Jayid. So there's nothing, whether it be a leaf from the tree, whether it be something fresh, whether it be a grain, whether it be something dry, whether it be on the ocean, whether it be on land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about all of these matters. Again, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, مَفَاتِح from مِفْتَاح, مِفْتَاح key. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, and Allah has the keys of the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ, and nobody knows it except Allah, except him. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, and he knows what's on the land and what's on the ocean. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ, and there does not fall any waraqa. Waraqa is like a page. Here it means a leaf. Jayid. إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, except that he knows it, he knows about it, when it fell, how it fell, A to Z, Allah willed for it to fall. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ, and there is not a grain in the darkness or the depths of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ, وَلَا يَابِسٍ, or something wet or something dry. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, except that it is in a clear record with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Shahid. The next verse, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 110. Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, that Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Again, Badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Anna yakunu lahu walad, how can he ever have a son? وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any companion, any partner, any consort. وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ صَاحِبًا وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and he created everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and he has the knowledge of all matters. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ, that is your Lord, that is Allah, that is your Lord. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, there is no deity worthy of worship except him. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, he is the creator of all matters. فَاعْبُدْهُ, and so worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power to dispose of all matters. He is the wakil over all matters. He is in control of all matters. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, powerful verses. Powerful verses dealing with the topic of Tawheed and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We end off with a small story. A brother, he mentions, he says that somebody had come to him and said, you know, there's a relative, in fact, the man said, it's my daughter. My daughter's married to this person from a very high standing family, but this person is abusing my daughter. Jayid, can you, you know, try to solve this matter? Others have tried, but they failed, and this person continues continuously abuses this daughter of ours. And so the Sheikh said, you know, I can get involved if you want, but I can give you a better solution. A better solution, Jayid. And they lived not too far from Makkah al-Mukarramah. And so he said, you know what, go to Makkah. Go to Makkah, go on Umrah, and turn to Allah. Allah is the one who controls the hearts of people. And you make dua to Allah, pour out your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the controller of the hearts. That you ask Allah to make islah of this matter. Make islah of that husband, that son-in-law of yours. Make him treat his daughter, make him treat his wife with respect, etc. Your daughter with respect. And so the brother, he says, khair, I will do that. And so he went to Makkah. And he got to the haram around before Salatul Fajr. He made dua, he prayed Salatul Fajr, he sat there, etc. He says when they got back to the hotel, he received a phone call. And it was one of his daughters. He thought it's a usual problem now. She's complaining, he's beaten her up, etc. But it was the other daughter. And eventually he got hold of his daughter, the one who was being abused. And she's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what has happened to this husband, subhanAllah. Ajib, he has come to me and he's apologized and he's crying and he says, you know, you are better than me and please forgive me and please make me maaf all of this abuse that I've thrown upon you, etc. He's like completely regretted all of that. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Who controls the hearts? Who controls the hearts? None other than the controller of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah, turn to Allah. Wake up during the third part of the night and pour out your heart before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayyakum Allah ya mashaykh. Until we meet again. Barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.